stackage.
This week we have two parashas, Netzavim and Vayelech. Over the course of the summer, from Pesach to Sukkot, we learned two mektsayis. We learned the summer is about 3 months. We learned Mila, and now we're learning Esrig. It's a kavod once again to have a schia to hear a shir from Rav Shimon. We heard a gevaldige shir on Mila, and now on Esrig. And we very appreciate that we have a hands-on in Australia. Rav Shimon said he got a FedEx from California. Rav Shimon Schreiber Shlita.
Once again, to have the schir, the shir, choshev tzibur. As you said, Tak, I want to thank Rabbi Yaakov Shlomi Rothberg from California, Sroigim, that he gave me, sent FedEx to Sroigim, the chov of the shir. It's basically two sugim, the psulim of Esrig, the psulim hoder and psulim chasa. Things that are not nice, creates hoder, learns out from hoder, and lukachtem lechem, lukachtem lekichatamo, things that are chaser is not lekichatamo. And big nafkimina between the halachis, hoder, we paskin is kol shivas ayomim. So the Rambam sheet is only the first day, but we paskin is kol shivas ayomim. Mashenkin chaser is only the first day, machloikis yom tashen is machloikis, we paskin lechatchilla. Also, all the psulei chaser is the second day as well. But the shayim moisachag, there's no psul chaser, no psul lekicha tamu. Just like lechem, lekachtem lechem is only the first day. So too, the psulei from chaser, the slun zav lekuchet tamu, also is only the first day or first 2 days. Hada psul hada has to do with people see, has to be nir lanai. If it looks beautiful to your eye, even though be'etzim, maybe something's there, you have a black dot, doesn't look nice, but if you can't see it, you're not going to take a magnifying glass and look to see if there's a black dot there. If it's chos is a psul be'etzim, it's missing something. L'kichem tamu, we don't care if you see it, don't see it. If it's missing something, it's a psul. L'kichem tamu, that's only l'kichem tamu, and chos is a psul. So then you take out a magnifying glass to see if it's like a chos or not. But anything which is psuli hodor, so we'll soon see the poskim say it has to be nir l'anayim. Nir l'anayim means to roiv b'nei adam. A person has a very good eyesight. You're not mechuyev to ask him to look at the esrig, even though he sees it. Most people don't see it. Has to be b'ashkofer yishoyne. Shulchan Aruch Rav talks out. B'li histaklus v'iyin, without looking for it. You have to start looking for it, trying to find the black dot. We'll soon see it. Black dot is a psul. If you're starting to look for it, it's not possible. Even though after you find it, you see it. The entire zach is a machloikis. It seems Meshabruah, Shatin, and Chazanish, what's the position of the esrig you hold in your hand? You want to look for a black dot on the esrig. Psul hoda. How far? So the Meshatin seems like the Menchubis Mabit, it's Mashma. The way you hold it, Shas, you're taking a little of an esrig, you're holding it, let's say, a foot away from the eye, hold it. First glance, look quickly. First glance, without the least takas v'in, you see it? Then it's psul. If you don't see it, it's kosher. If you see takas the alta, Moiri Rabbonim, they take esrig, they look like this, they see it. Kosher. The Chazir Shehold, you have to look at it when it's close to the eyes. Close. The Korav. So that's the only Chumr if you want to be Machma. The Chazanish, the world I think does Nishon the Chazanish, but if you want to be Machma, take it close. But if you have to start looking when it's close, the Chol Hadei is looking Shum Tzad in the world, that should be possible, and it's Kosher L'chatchila. Such as the Kosher L'chatchila. So taking a magnifying glass to look, and sometimes you people that you can only find the black dot with the magnifying glass. You take all the when you take away the magnifying glass after you've seen it with the magnifying glass, you take it away and you look at your eyes, you can't find it. You only could see it with the magnifying glass. There's stuck in shum tzan the world. That's kosher l'chatchila mahuda ma'oid. Because the sort of psul hada, like we said, it has to be nir l'anayim. Has to be. If it's beautiful, you don't see it first glance, then it's kosher. And you do find sometimes the rabbanon would take a magnifying glass to look. That sometimes they see a black dot and they're not sure what the color is. We'll soon see the different colors, which pasul esrei. Black is pasul, lovin is pasul. The other colors, which are kosher. So the rav, you see it at first glance, but you are not sure if it's a black or some different color, so you take a magnifying glass to see what color it is. Once we'll talk about it soon, but that's mainly the Indian. There are certain maris which is pasul mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, black, white. Other ones are not so clear, if kosher, not. Pima Gadim seems to learn that everything is possible. Besides green and yellow, everything is possible. Doesn't seem like the development netnish on the Pima Gadim, but the Chaim Abracha brings a shita that brown, which is noita l'shachar, is possible. Brown, let's say you have a brown, like a light brown, like coffee with milk inside, like a light brownish, that's kosher. But a dark brown, you can have like a dark coffee, which is brown, but it's dark, noita l'shachar, that seems to be possible. So it's a chiddush by me, I heard from other rabbanim also, that sometimes people look in the magnifying glass to see if it's black or brown. If you have a suffix, it's black or brown, it's not light brown, obviously it's dark brown. And dark brown, the Chaim Brocha said, is possible. So why not be machmo once a year? Yeah, it's hard to, especially people go, it seems like all maras are possible. Chaim Brocha says, brown, noita l'shachar is possible. That's zikha makom lahachma. That if you have a brown, a stark, dark brown, you should not look in the magnifying glass if it's black or brown. If a machloek, he said it's black, he said it's brown, such an essay you should not take. But if it's not near an eye, that's kosher l'chatchil. There is, you say, Zekin of Aveyu, there's a hiddush state in Poiskim, you shouldn't have a filu kesem cotton on the essay. Avad is a mile. Oh, but they say there's a chash psul, no chash psul whatsoever, if it's not near an eye, vashkof l'shayim. But getting back to the Yisod, there's a chil between psul ihode and psul chasa. Psul ihode has been near an eye, chasa na. It's be'etzem chasa, is the chasa on the kechatam is psul. Hode is all 7 days, and psul chasa is only 1 days. Another chilik that we soon see the chaitan of the essay, which Mishmurah Paskins is starting from like where it starts getting, where it starts, the shipua, start going up, which is barely 2/3 of the esrik, starting going up, all the way to the top, including the pitim, besides the sheshanta. The pitim is made out of the dad, which is the stick, the stem, and the sheshanta, which is the flower on top. Sheshanta, the most poskim say, is not part of the pitim, is not part of the choytim, is not part of the esrik. But the dad, is the Shittas Arif in the Rambam, is part of the Choytim. The Shittas Arif in Rambam holds that's the Choytim. Mishmur Pasim, we have to make all Shittas, including the Pitim. The halacha is by Ipsul Hada, that even one dot on the Choytim is going to pass. On the rest of the Esrig, you have like Menum, it has to be like spotted, 2-3 dots around the Esrig. That's going to be possible. You have one black dot on the bottom, it's Kosh. Roiv Shetach Esrig also be possible. You have like Roiv Shetach, Roiv of the Esrig is black, possible. One black dot on the bottom, kosher. 2-3 around the roiv of the esrig, that's possible. On the top, on the choytim, because that you see the most, that even one black dot would be possible. So Shaz, what's the choytim? So choytim, the pasuk, we pass him from the shipua, going all the way up, including the pitim. So if you have a black dot on the pitim, that will be possible. That's a psul of, not everybody knows this halacha. And sometimes you can find the esrig, a beautiful rain esrig, and you look on the pitim, you can see a black dot. You should know that there's pashtus ikir halacha, not only a chum, but pashtus ikir halacha, that will be possible. But again, it has to be near the nine. A lot of times, black dot, which is not near the nine, especially on the pitim, you have to look at it first glance, hold it in your hands, first glance, without steering too much. If you see it, then the chor is a chash psul, you should not take the rest. So let's go a few psulim of the esrig, which I go one by one. The psul yavish, the dried out. Again, yavish is roiv shetach esrig, or 2-3 places, menumah. And on the choytim, there's taka or shita, mishmur pasim like that, like lahachmer, that on the choytim, it's a little yavish, on the choytim, in a small place, it is possible. Mirmo says if you have an esrig from last year, it's vada yavishu apostle. The place we talk about what happens today, you have different ways to keep it fresh. And there's an amekel. So they say putting in the freezer is possible because the matzias is you keep a year or esrig in a year in a freezer. After you take it out, after a few days, it's vet vashimel den ganzen. It's like it's sitting now already kilo it's ice. So that won't be a itza. The shaila is, an interesting shaila is, we said yovish on the choytim you have to be machma. Mashu yovish on the choytim you have to be machma. What happens? You have a pit which is yovish, very motzu. Take an esrig and you have a pit which is yovish, and you're afraid naturally you should buy the esrig and not sure the esrig because it's very it's dried out. It might so might knock in a little yonta, might fall down. You're not sure.
What does it look like if it's yovish? What's a different color?
It look, you'll see, it's like dried out, like a brown. I want to talk about that now a second. You'll see, I'll talk about it in a second. So lechoyre, what daf machmer zayn? Lechoyre daf machmer zayn. If a pitim is yovish, we said yovish on the choytim, you have to be machmer. Pitim is part of the choytim. So pitim, the dad, not the perach, not the shashanta, but the dad is part of the choytim. Lechoyre should be machmer. Lechoyre should be of shvipso. The problem that is the chazanish says they bring down chazanish that a lot of times you have to take a esrik that's yovish when it grew on the tree. And you see its mom is ready to fall. And a little young till you have it, you're holding it the first day while he's shaking and falls off. He says it's not a problem. Because it's kilo, it fell off before on the tree ready, soon she the shittas. Chazinish held that once it fell off and it's still growing on the tree, that's considered like an esrig without a pitim. Esrig without a pitim is kosher. Only esrig which has a pitim falls off is a problem. But if esrig grew without a pitim, it's not a problem. Soon she's different shittas about that. But Al Kapanu is a chazanish that even though it still had a pitim afterwards, but it's kilo, it's garnish. It's ready oizketrik, it's ready yavish. It's like it doesn't exist bechlal, and maybe we don't care that it fell off later. The metzias is the Kavachaim says about the yichidish. Kavachaim says that it's the besuchi ganzer halachis of pitim. How much the pitim falls off, that we possible. How about if only half, only the Shashanta falls off, it says kosher. Half the dad falls off, also kosher. Rav Rosh says yesh lahachmer. If the whole pitim falls off, possible, different darius. Zokta kafachaim, that's only when the pitim is eight. It's like the same material, like the Shashanta is eight. Brown, eight, that's when you have all these halachas. But if you have a pitim with the it's the color of the esrig, you'll see here the dad of this esrig is yellow also, yellowish green. It's the same flesh of the esrig. The shashanta is eight, but the stem, the dad, is mom is like the same color of the esrig, the same basar of esrig. Zokte chafachaim and gvaldi chiddush. You look at it, that's mamish part of the esrig. And Mamela has all the halachas of Esri that are chaser, where machmer, even a chaser kosher, soon she, with Metshem, look at the chaser, that even a mashuhu, chaser, we pass in the chathilah is possible. So you have an Esri like this, that falls, that the stem falls off halfway. You don't have the Shittas of Avraham says that you don't have to be machmer, only if you find a better one. Ika halachas kosher, not true. That's only if the pitim is shalait. But if the pitim is the baser or esrik, you have to be machmer. It's like a regular esrik, part of the esrik. Imagine that it's like the bottom of the esrik becomes take a piece falls off. It's chaser. Who are then a part of the pitim falls off is possible. The problem with that is, kamat all the poskim don't mention such a word. Bechlal, all the poskim talk about the pitim falling off. Ganze shechnorich, all the nice kelim. Kelim zok nishas achilik. How the pitim is made? If it's shaleitz or shalbasa. More the poiskim, the kabbas tmorin, the orcha shulchan, they all talk about the pitim. They say beferish that the pitim is kibasir or esrik, kigavin esrik, and they still say the same halachas of pitim that only if a little bit falls off. It's all the halachas. Weish shaleitz from all the poiskim, they held not like the kafachai.
Why does an esrik have it that it's the same color? It's part of the thing, and when it's different.
Oh, that's what I'm actually machaving with. So the mice is, it seems from the Kavachaim, it's two types of esrig. There's an esrig that has a stem, which is basar esrig, and then you have an esrig, which is an eitz. I spoke to a great mumcha, Reb Chanoich Shofel, in Eitz Yisrael, Zayin Gesund. A great mumcha, Dal Minim, he's a Talmud of Moshe Heller, Zayin Gesund, a great mumcha in Eitz Yisrael. He said, there's no such thing. Every esrig starts off, the pitim is basar esrig. When it gets oizgetrik, when it gets yavish, that's when it comes into eitz. To answer your question as well. It starts off yellow, starts off basra esrik, and as it gets dried out, it turns into eight, turns into like a brown stem, looks like a tree, like a brown, like a mamish, like a brown stem.
Even the shashanta?
Shashanta is always brown. That seems like the shashanta is always.
Does the kavachaim make the toes?
I'm just saying, maybe today's days, that's what we have today. Maybe Kaf Chaim, where he was, had such a Sroy, you know. But like upon him, they talk at the place, they talk up. It's my main, we don't see such a Sroy. All of our Sroy are Kibosr, or Esrig, and Bechoyre. So all the halachas are pitten, is even by Esrig. We have to remember that all the halachas are pitten, is even by such a pitten that has Kibosr Esrig. But like we said before that the Shinu Mara would passel on the pitta. If the stem turned into, the da turned into, it was in Siyabish, and turned into eights, then would Yesh Lacher that Shinu Mara won't passel. Because Kubi Shinu Mara only pass on an Esrig, on the Basar Esrig, on a yellow Esrig, you have a black dot. Of them is nish shein, it's nish hoda. But you have a black dot on a brown stem, that doesn't look so bad. You know, it's brown anyways. You know, it looks like a tree. It looks like a tree. So just like this. And the place you talk about fetish, the shashanta, there's no psul shinim mara, not only because it's not part of the chaitin, but because it doesn't pass a shinim mara on eights. So maybe the chenzayin, who adin, if the pitim turned into, in its yabish, and turned into eights, then the shinim mara would not pass. But like upon we see from here that Yovish doesn't pass on the pitim for some reason. That turning into an eitz, it seems like all the poison that shaykh to have a pitim shal eitz. It's nisyabish, and we said Yovish even a mashu passes b'choytim, the chazanish, and all the poison can vice the chois.
It's only, it's machner for to be chayash for a Yovish b'mitzis b'choytim.
Right.
And the pitim is only chaytim noch deriv, so...
Okay, who said we have to put everything together?
Right.
Okay, maybe that's the tariff. Maybe we don't have to put everything together. Maybe the riff in the Rama that holds that pitim is the chaytim will not hold that Yovish pasul is the chaytim. Maybe that will be the tariff. But it seems like upon him that there would not be a psul Yovish on the pitim.
If it's still plaster and there's just a drop of it that started drying out, would that be an issue?
Chayr not. But again, you shouldn't mar, and again, a black dot, you have to be careful. The black dot, basically, is if you have a black dot on the pitim is still fresh, still yellow and green, and you have a black dot that you could see, that's a chash, you should not take such as. Zepsul nekev, a hole in the esr. Now, as machloik, some places can hold nekev is only when there's a chason with it, when it's missing. But you just, let's say, push in a pin, and just moves everything to the side, doesn't remove anything, there's no chasa from the esrig, then it's kosher. We're machma, that even a neck without a chasaron is possible. But there's a two to nine. The neck has to be mefulish. Mefulish means it has to go from one side to the other side, which also machlokes, and we paskin until chadrei hazer. The metzias of the esrig is inside, there's the place where all the pits are, then there's like a thick white clipper, and then there's the yellow clipper from outside. So you can see there's two really yellow clippers from outside. I brought an esrig from a freezer. You put it in a freezer, you see there's a very thin layer. When you take it out of the freezer, you see a very thin strip on top of the yellow, which that gives the glance of the esrig. Which grada, if you're not sure if there's a nekev or chason on the esrig, sometimes there's like an indention in the esrig, it looks like it's missing. You take your magnifying glass, and you realize that's called a kvetch. What's a kvetch? When the esrig was soft, it banged against something and it gave like a kvetch. Pushed it in, but still there. Not chasa, not nekev. And for the eye, it looks like there's a chasa. But really, if you look closely, you see it's only kvetch. What's the simen? How do you tell? If it has the glanz. If it has the glanz, has this, you put in like a shine from the light. You see like the shine. Look, the esrig is shiny. That's the thin layer from the outside. If you see that it's shiny, that's a simon that it's nothing. It's only a kvetch. It's only a dention. But really, there's nothing missing. If it's dull and that area is a drop dull, then you say, oh, it probably took off that layer. We'll soon see what the aloch is. Sometimes it's only nikla. That's kosher. We'll soon see. But that's like upon, and that's the simon to see if it's mamish gans. Another simon is if you look at the esrig, you see a whole bunch of dots, polka dot dots all over the esrig. If you see those dots, that's a simon that it's still whole and nothing got taken away and it's still 100% whole. It just got a kvetch, it's got a bend indention, but it's still whole. That's basically the two simonim. We asked the Rabbanan that they see the glance, the shine, and the polka dot dots all over. I was once in Eitz Yisrael by Shemitah, and the Shemitah, the Hefke, you can all take with the Esroigim yourself. And you know, this finally you have an opportunity to get a beautiful Esrog. The problem is you have to get small Esrogim because everybody comes early and they don't leave it a chance. That any nice Esrog, they take off the tree, they don't let it grow. But Gabonim, I got myself under the bush over there and I found a beautiful Shana Esrog. And I have a few other Esrogim and I put it in my bag, I was all excited. I come home full of brown dots and kvetches. And the guy told me, the mumcha told me, that right when you take it off the tree, it's very soft. You have to be careful, that's why you have to wrap it. Very careful, you have to wrap it with the, you know, these shmatis and things like that, you know, the pishtin, whatever. You have to make sure you wrap it. One esrog shouldn't touch the other esrog. Because if two esrog touch each other, then they give it a push, then it becomes brown, they get kvetches, and you lose the whole esrog.
What do those little dots have to do with whether there's a...
No, the metzias, that's not halacha. The metzias is, that's the nature of the esrog, that this thin, tiny layer of peel that's on the outside of the esrog has dots in it and has a shine. So if you want it, the simen, if you want to make sure it's there, it's, if you see the dots, then you know it's there.
If an ekev needs to be chaser, then typically that the psul is not chaser. What do you need?
Say nechnamis, who loved the tzashan the hell in the Mishnah? Nechnamis, and the greatest nekev the chaser is taka one zach. Nechnamis. So getting back to nekev, nekev has to be mefulish ad chadri, that's what we pass ad chadri azera. So if you have a nekev going, that's basically a third through the esrog, then you can name on that it's hitting the chadri azera. And then it is possible, even though it's not missing anything. Or it's ke'isser, which places talk about it. It's round, like a shape of a quarter, which is usually not motzi. You have something like pushed it in, whatever, usually not motzi. But nekev ad chadir azer is yeah motzi, where? On the top of the pitam. One of the esrogim, I'll show you Be'ez Hashem later, maybe after Ma'ariv, has a hole where the pitam was, and I went to the square Dain Shlita Ravom, going to Ravom Spitzer from Lakewood, this big mumcha Dalminim. And I brought him a few asoyim this morning. I showed him, I said, I'm going to the shir. So he told me that the way to check is you take like a needle or safety pin and you put it through the top and see how far it goes down. He said, basically, the chadar zer from the top also is by the choytim, where the shipua, where it starts getting going up, that's where the chadar zer is. So if you put the safety pin in, you see how far it goes down. If it goes quite much down, it goes till like the way it starts going up in the esrog, then it'll be a chashash that the nekev went to the chadar azara, and that will be psul of nekev, even if it's told the bekach, even though it didn't happen later. It was born like that, that's how it grew, but a nekev betolda is a psul. Oh. So we said nekev is possible and chaser is also possible by lechatchila. If you take, let's say, you have a shinui mara, you have a black dot on the esrog, and you want to take it off, the halacha is you're allowed to take off a black dot on the esrog. If it comes off, it's kosher. So see, you have to make sure that it shouldn't mishtana shinui mara, it shouldn't change the color there. But if you take off the black dot and it becomes clean, it's kosher. It's kosher.
Does that mean it was never part of the esrog?
No. Even if it's part of the esrog, because that's my chiddush now. Even if you're taking off part of the esrog, it'll still be kosher. Why? I said chaser is possible, and chaser even mashu. Mashu is possible. So there's chaser and there's niklaf. Chasim means you're missing part, the real part of the esrog. Niklav is only you're peeling off the peel of the esrog. If you peel off the peel of the esrog, then it's kosher. As long as you left over a third of the esrog that it's covered with a peel, that's kosher. Shlish tefach is a kesela. You leave it that. So even though the peel of the esrog you take off, it's kosher. This machloikis mishabrura chazanish, what is considered the peel of the esrog? So I told him, Nachum, chazer over the metzias of the esrog. You have the inside the chadri hazera, then you have the white part, and then you have the yellow peel, but then you have a small, thin peel on top of that yellow peel, which has that glance and has those polka dot dots on top. The Mishabrura held that niklav is only that thin layer. And if you go a drop more, and you hit the yellow clipper, then it's already chaser and it's possible. Chazanish held not like that. Chazanish held, you could take off the whole green. Side the thin layer and side the green peel, it's also kosher, as long as you don't touch the white.
So you can have a white esrog and it's kosher?
Yeah. As long as you don't touch the white, and a chanami. It's kosher, yeah, and a chanami.
Okay.
Richtig. Lemaisa, they say that if you see a white, you see you got to the white, it should be possible. Why? It's like the Chazanish, because maybe you took a mashu of the white, you didn't realize. So you have to, it has to be nisha yorik mitchil, it has to be a mashu hu yorik. But even though you took off both of the peels, you took off the thin peel and a little bit of the green peel, it's okay, it's niklav, it's kosher lichatchil. Kosher lichatchil. On the niklav, on the choytim, yesh machmirim, but on the bottom of the esig, it's kosher lichatchil, and there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is that if you want to be machmir shabrura, it's very hard to tell. Very hard to tell what's this thin layer and what's the second layer, it's very hard to tell. The velt is makel, I think, is makel like the chazanish. And so all the Asachandra poskim is mashma like that, the Chayodim, Shacharav, they all maskim like Nish, like Mishabrura. And Mela, the Minigo Oilim is a Hirf Taka Skaradayim, Bashem Hagoyim, and Moshe Zal Klein. That's how he paskins. That you take a Esrig and it's missing a little bit, it's missing this glance, missing the shine, missing the polka dot. As long as it's green, not white, kosher. Even if it's white, could we be kosher? We have to be machmer, like a plant. As long as you see it's green, so you take the rub, we'll take out his magnifying glass, and look to see, as if you see green, then it's kosher. If the guy has an erev and he wants esrig without a niklav, so then the rov will see, oh, it has the glance. It's only a kvetch, then it's kosher and glance. But even if not, and that's why you don't have to have, a person doesn't have to have an erev, because if, let's say, the rov says a kvetch and you're not sure, you're misopic, a different. Worst comes to worst, it's niklav, it's also kosher, it's nothing wrong. Worst, it's niklav, it's probably not more than niklav. Now, even if chas v'shalom, let's say it is chasa, the halach is mishmur paskin that sofik chasa is kosher. Sofik chasa is kosher. So the maize, so zikha, not, anytime you have to take a magnifying glass and zach, and zikha, not vade chasa, it's only sofik chasa. So the choir up your halach, you're safe. It's usually only a kvetch. Sometimes, if it's a little more, it's a niklaf. At the most case, the worst scenario, it's a sofik chasa, and sofik chasa is kosher. So let's get back to pittim again. The halach is nittel pittim is possible. The shaila is how much of the pittim has to be taken off to be possible. Some sheet is a hold that has to mamish taking the whole stem, not only the shashant, the dad, but the dad's even its inside indention in the esrig, inside the guma of the esrig, inside the hole of the esrig, there's like the stem that sticks in, even that has to come out. We pass in the Maisa that as long as the part that's sticking out on top of the esrig is off, that's possible. Even though it could be part of the stem inside the esrig still, but because it's indention in the bus or esrig, that's not enough, that's not called a pittim. We should need that to be sticking out a little bit. If the whole stem on top of the esrig is out, that is possible. We need it to be sticking out. Magavram says, but the Eved Avada, you should get a different one. As long as it's part of sticking out, it's kosher, Avada Toiv Lahachma. But let's say you have the whole stem and just missing the shashanta, then it's kosher, and that's a beautiful esrig. Shmuel says that if you find a different esrig which is nicer, which has the shashanta, take the esrig which is the shashanta. But if you don't have an esrig which is nicer, the esrig without the shashanta is nicer than the esrig with the shashanta, better take the nicer esrig without the shashanta, because that's more min hamufchem. As one says, Yisrael, by a choshev rov in Dalminim, and he had on his table a beautiful esrig, mamash, a beautiful, big, shein esrig without any nekudas, beautiful mamash, shein rain, and I was missing the shashanta, and he was selling it for half price, he was selling it for $60, whoever wants to buy it, and he wrote down lectures with Moshe the Mishabrura, and Mishabrura says, if you don't have a nice esrig, and believe me, no one had a nice esrig like that, because he was the chayyah, he got his best chayyah, and by mistake, the pittim fell off, the shashanta fell off, and he wrote a nice, that loch is, that you have to take, if you don't have a nice esrig, take the one without the shashanta. I was there a few nights later, I was still there for some reason. But that's the halach. That's the halach. The halach is, as if you have, like upon if you have the esrig already, you should not change for a different esrig if it's not nice. Now it comes to the Santa Shailiwa is, an esrig doesn't have a pitim bechlal. Esrig doesn't have a pitim bechlal. Never grew with a pitim. Shaked in Ramad, that's not a problem. An esrig that never grew with a pitim is kosher. The Soma Sogim have a bit, the Soma Sogim don't have a bit, the Metz Kosher, it's fine. It's not so simple. It's not so simple. The Loshin Ha-Rema is, I never had a pit in Lo'ilam. Never had a pit in Lo'ilam. The Metzias is, B'zmaneinu, I don't know if it changed, but Metzias is that every pitim grows with the Esri. It starts with every Esri grows with a pitim. It starts with a pitim, and as it grows, the peri, the fruit comes with it, comes afterwards. But it starts with the pitim. Sometimes during the process, if it doesn't have a gnug yinika from the water going in all the way to the top to the pitim, so the pitim will fall off. But it starts with the pitim. Ramayim Brown was Chayim Bracha was Machmi. He says in the Rama says in the Lashon Rosh, Me Oilam Lo Haya Pitim. These are our Sragim have start off a pitim. You're right, it falls off in the early process, but the mice that starts off with a pitim, it's considered an essay with a pitim and it's possible. Ramayim Brown have held that all our Sragim without pitims today, I don't want to say they were possible, but I think that's real. The mice is this Ongenum and Debsak. And Lemaisa, these different dargis, how to go by. There are a lot of places about Mekel, it says Kolzman, which is Chazinish, Mashm like that. Kolzman, it fell off and it was still on the Elon, still on the tree, then it's kosher. That's Derech Giduloi, Derech Giduloi. When it's still on the tree, if it fell off, that's Derech Giduloi. Avada, if someone's trying to get the guy is trying to get the Esri, and he knocked off the pitten, that's possible. And that's scary because you come to get an Esrik taka, taking it without a pitim, and it was knocked off. It was knocked off. It didn't fall off. That's a problem. Even it was on the tree. But if it fell off, and then very regular, natural process, if it fell off while it was still on the tree, then it's kosh. That's kosh. Some say it has to be roiv gidulai. That means once it's fully, the fruit is full and it's ready to be picked, just because you're waiting, the Esrik Shteta Gemara, Hadol Mishana Lashana, you can leave it on a year, it could grow and grow. You ever see a picture of Chaim Knievs design the zone, this big Esroigim, big Taman Esroigim, just keep it, grows and grows and grows. So some places say once it grew to it's a regular, it's a fruit already, and it's edible, and it's ready to be taken, just because he left it on the tree, that's considered already a problem if it falls off after that. But most,
how big is it? What could it be picked?
Also, you have to see when it turns the right color. You know, that's usually the simon, like a ripe, like a peach is ripe. You know, it starts of a certain color. So here, the Esrik starts of like dark green, and as it goes, it gets gets lighter green. It gets yellowish. That's when it's usually ripe. That's when it's nigma hapri.
Is there a way to tell?
Yeah. Oh. So the mice like this. The Moshe Halzuchen Avrocha used to say a simon that if you see like a bletel around the area of the pitim, like a bletel, that's a simen that fell off an early stage, and that's how it's kosher. And there's an achoylik, I'm going to say that bletel you see, all the strike, even with a pitim you see that bletel, so that won't be a raya. Some say the simen is if there's a guma, if you see that if there's a guma, that's a raya that fell off early stage, that also people achoylik can say that the maisi, even a pitim that fell off later, could have the guma also. So it's shver to say that you have a chloro or chloro raya. That you do find that the square dine showed me today. Also, I had David Melfin had such an esrik. That an esrik that the pitim fell off afterwards. How's we able to tell? Because if you look, the esrik is made of like a citric fruit that has like lines inside, like just like an orange has like packages. So the lemon and the esrik also has like lines. If you look in the pitim as it goes up, there's also like hopes of sections. You'll see like lines. If you see those lines, that means it was freshly cut off after the pitim fell off after it fell off the tree, and you'll see those lines inside. If it fell off on the tree, then usually it can come like a covering, like heels, like a scab or something. Something will cover. You won't find those lines. So that's usually the simon for Moira, that if you find the esri which has like a small covering, that usually is beseder. And if you find those lines, then it'll be taka or chashash psu. But the zicha a mokum lahachme to take an essay with a pitim because of these reasons. It's not so poshut. The whole Rama that says that essay without a pitim is kosher is not so poshut. They're going shtel to hilchas treifis. It seems like in hilchas treifis we paskin over there that it's a psu. We had a mei brandlefa. The kuri yakiv and chaim brocha says that Lukuli Alma does a hiddah to have an esrik with a pitim. Kuli Alma. An esek with a pitim is zichah more mehuda than a esek that never had a pitim loyim. And even esek without a shoshanta, zok the Bikur Yaakov, is more mehuda than an esek that never had a pitim loyim. So that's kalah. Someone wants to be machmer, you want to be sugis, met Hashem. That's kalah. An esek with a pitim is a gevaldige meile. Sai in hiddur and sai in halach. The shaila is, if you get into shaila, you have, let's say, your esek with a pitim, it has some dots on it. You have esek with a pitim, you have another one that's nicer. You have esek with a pitim that's not, the shape is not so nice. The other shape is much nicer. That's already mokum the loden. You have to, every esek is probably different. What's more better? But that's zichem and dafar roitz kumut klaw, that esek with a pitim is saya chum na locha and saya maila in hiddah. The Maris Psula, as we said before, black, white, has to be stark white. One of the Maris Psula is Yorick. Our Yorick is green, is fine, the green acid is fine. The poison of God has to be Yorick, like a light green. But a dark green, that's a Psula. Dark green is a Psula. Pashtus the poison of God, the reason why it's possible, because it's a simon as loy nigmar hapri. It's not fully developed the pre. It's still raw. It's not a real food yet. Maybe it's possible. Zogim mishabru and al poiskim that if it starts getting yellow, that's the simon that it's going to get. That's going to finish the process by itself, and you could even use the esrog when it's still dark green, as long as it starts getting yellow. The Bach was machme and held that dark green is a marabsul. It's just like black is a marabsul and loving is a marabsul, dark green is a marabsul. I don't care that it didn't come yellow. As long as now it's dark green, it's possible. So the nafkimin is, you have on the choytim, you have a small dot, which is nil and eye most times, which is still dark green, you didn't put enough apples yet. Avada, zokte bach, is possible. Some primogon says, toiv lahachma like the bach, but Hayden says, lo mitzinu. The minig oil is minig oil was to makel on the bach, and that tak I think is roiv oilam is makel. That even if it's dark green, as long as it starts coming yellow, avada it is kosher. If you want to say your chumra avada, be a mokum lahachme bal nefesh yachme to make sure his esek is not dark green. If that's the case, you cannot make fun of people that are trying to get a sorghum ready before Rosh Hashanah, because on the tzad the tak is dark green. They have more time to put into the apple that should make taka yellow. It shouldn't be even a mashu dark green the time Yom Tov comes. Which rather is a practical etzer also, because sometimes you can buy a beautiful, beautiful esrog when it's dark green, and as it gets yellow, you see all the black dots coming out. That's the metzias. When it's dark green, you don't see so much of it. You don't see the spots. Interestingly, Tikkuni Zoyeh, they bring down is mashma that yorok or green esrog is even better than yellow esrog. But the ma'isa kamat ala poiskim them and all, they say the b'shotim tikkun izayah, and they say he means yellow. The ma'isa the minig of gans kleisa, so his tshuva brings down the minig of gans kleisa was the mahada tafik dafka to get a yellow. It should be yellow, not green. Mustama light green turn yellow. Mustama is okay. Mustama is oich b'chalal zeh.
What's with green? The tsumim are not considered beer. Huh? But if later on after Sukkot you let it sit around and it turns green after Sukkot and then there's a black, black dot that pops off, does that mean that really while you had it was
possible? Oh, so that's very good. Very good. Let's say you have an esrog which is dark green and it was a black dot and you didn't see it over Sukkot, and also after Sukkot became yellow, and also you see it. It's kosher because we said before, it's a psul hod, it's not a psul be'etzeh. It's what you see, nir la'ayin. It was not nir la'ayin, b'shas ma'isa. B'shas ma'isa was not nir la'ayin, it will be kosher. What's with the blood fleck? So you have the blood fleck all over the esrog. So the Mo says it's kosher, two reasons. One, because it's not goiva, it's not like sticking out. And one, because it has like the maru esrog, derech b'yosoy, and it's considered like a maru esrog, and it's kosher. So the Mishmur talks out, like if sometimes you have a blood fleck which is very thick, and it's like sticking out, then it'll be possible maybe. Where's the blood fleck come from? That usually comes because the esrog is very sensitive, the skin is very sensitive, like I showed before. You give a kvetch, it becomes brown, and you can lose the ganze shape of the esrik. While it's on the tree, sometimes a leaf could like go over the top of the esrik and could take off a piece of the peel. The leaf goes over the esrik, takes off a piece of the peel, and the black feather is like a scab, like a person gets a cut, gets a scab. So they have to discover a new skin covers over in that area. That's usually the soil of the black feather. So my sister, the Mishabru is Nekel. The dogma revolving and Huda is Machman and holds the Blaflik is a problem. Mishmur said, if the dogma revolving, if you have a Blaflik on the Choytim, Shepasel, and Metzino, the Maisa, the are those are Machman, you should have a Blaflik. I think in Brisk and Moshe, I think the Makel. Most places on Makel, the Blaflik is nothing. Zicher Hidda, Jimagon says, Ashre Mij, the Essig is Noki and Gansen, and nothing, Jim Gansen, Noki, those are Gvaldige Meile and Hidda. Aber Ike Halacha, it's not a problem. Now, a person wants to be machmer, but to make sure that, let's say, on the chaytim he finds, let's say, a blood fleck, make sure it's near the eye. If it's not near the eye, if you look at it, bashkaf it is shayin, at least backless, you can't find it, then the chaytim is no more machmer b'chla. Because even the dogma of Rava, you want to be chaytim of Rava, that's already a chiddush already. And the ikra loch, it's kla and shechonok, when chaytim has to be near the eye, but maybe the chaytim, if you have a nice esrik, and just has a small black fleck on top, you can't see it, the chaytim. But again, if you have it on the pitim and you can see it, the pitim you have to remember as always has the din like OS, like the choytim, and the mele, if you have it on the esrig, you want to be machmer, dogma revolver, you could be machmer, you know, if it's takke, if it's near the eye and on the pitim. The chsoifis has a gewalt, the chiddush, that esrig that over Yom Tov gets brown because people are using it, so many times people are using it, and the mishmash hayad. The people are using it for mitzvah. That's not absurd, like valdige chiddush. Even though brown, we said before, could be brown is absurd mar. But if it's mitzad the mitzvah, then it's kosher. Now we said even the mar is ksheris. Let's say light brown, which is kosher. Some places behold that if it's menumber, if you have it like polka dot a few places on the esrig, then it would be possible. So really, that's what it's chiddush also. Even though let's say it's light brown. But it's, of course, it's all over the Essex. Mamish Menumah, it should be Pasaf. Av became Zotam Sosoifa, Zoyvait, that it's kosher because it came from a mitzvah and it's kosher. Okay, Bissel Shpet, let's just talk with Kitzer before Ma'ariv, Chaparai in 2 minutes, the Inu of Eser Murkiv. So the Metzias is the Essex tree is a very light tree, and the farmers try to put all the things in to give it a strength. Put a lemon, all the trees to give it a strength. The place can say that you put in different fruit is a problem of murkiv. Under the place can held that even if you put in even tzrak, even without a tree without any fruit, your markiv is possible. The Mechaz Yitzchak held as kosher. But the kuli alma, the place can them on that if you put in a different type of fruit, it will be possible. How do we know? There's a Mishmur says simonim, the simonim that the lemon. The clip is very thin and the fruit is very much. By the esrig is fakert. The pits are lying lo'irich up. By a lemon, it's lying sideways. The ukitz is shakua. That means the esrig goes a little bit beyond the ukitz mashenka. A lemon sticking out and totally, and that's the simon. Zokim mishabruri can be used soymech on the simon. It brings some soifa. You have to go with mesoira, just like ba'oifis in mesoira azoy ve'esrig. So different types of esrog which had gone through Mesoy and Kleistro. You had the Chazanish. What was the Chazanish? Chazanish. This is Chazanish Halpern, Chazanish Lefkowitz. Halpern, they say, is a Yidr of Nucham Halpern, Zuchen of Rocha. The Chazanish told him, was once driving with him, and he said, that tree, those trees are good trees. They say, Ruch HaKodesh. He took the tree and planted it, and that's the Halpern esrog today. But Lefkowitz is a Michal Yudah Lefkowitz, Zuchen of Rocha. Hagoy Michal Yehuda, the Chazanish gave him esrig and told him this esrig, this he has a kabbalah, this esrig is kosher. He had a tree in his front yard. Whoever went to visit him, whoever zoyche, saw the tree in his front yard. People took the esrig from his backyard, from his front yard, and then he planted it. That's the Lefkowitz esrig. Santa Zach is when he was nifta, that tree died. Santa Zach. Michal Yehuda Nifkowitz, back upon him, the Lefkowitz esrig was all around because people replanted different paddays and replanted it. That's Chazanish esrig. You have the Morocco esrig. Which they say you can't go there with the cars. You only go with the horse and wagon for hundreds of years in the wilderness. There's no chash murka with the biskol is very mishaberech the Morocco esrog because mamish there's no farmers there. They don't know what they're doing. Bechlal no one touched it. You have the yanuva. Some soifers said that that's a Kabbalah, that mamish, das is the spitz esrig, the yanave esrig, that's mamish bilti murkiv. Chassidim say that it's Kabbalah, and Moshe Rabbeinu used yanave esrig as a Kabbalah. Problem is that from the slightest time till today, a lot of Yanav is very, very schwach, and a lot of padesim. Some padesim are good still, but you know, but you can't be soymi just because if you use it. You have the taimina, also taimina, like a lot, and taimina is a lot of everybody had in his backyard a tree, and there wasn't farmers, so you didn't have the chshash, you don't have a chshash of murkim on that. So meila, that's taimina is very choshev taka in the oilam. So you also have to know where it's coming from. But the original taimina is a very choshev esrik. And then you have the Kivalevich and Braverman, which are Miyuchas and Mishulayb. Mishulayb came to Israel. His Talmid, he sent his Talmidim to go around Amidorish V'choike, which Asroigim are kosher, which is not. And he came out with a few Asroigim. That's today the Kivalevich and Braverman. That's the kosher Asroigim. I have a few Meinim, Metzim after Meir, I'll show Bez Hashem Doyle.